Should 11-year-olds be allowed to have Facebook pages? To a certain extent, that's a moot point, because many 11-year-olds do have Facebook pages. They just lie about their age. But technically, Facebook bans anyone under 13 from joining. That may change, though. The company's looking at ways to let preteens join the social network and giving parents strong oversight of their kids' accounts. So we wondered, for all you listeners out there who are parents, how do you approach Facebook with your kids? We've gotten a number of responses. Listener Jail from Salt Lake City, Utah, is the mother of two boys. She decided to take her whole family off of Facebook because her sons weren't very careful about keeping their passwords secure.
We thought, you know, it's kind of like taking a walk in a dangerous park. You can take precautions and go for the walk, or you could just avoid the park. So we kind of sat down and talked to them, and we decided to avoid it. And my husband and I also deleted our accounts to kind of set a good example.
But another listener, Shelley in Vero Beach, Florida, has a very different approach.
If you totally remove a child from the reality, they're not going to be able to have any context to speak to their friends. They're not going to have the edge or understand what's the, you know, the relevant conversation in the social landscape, which might, you know, be a negative later on down the road when they're trying to get a job or going to date. You need to know what's like viral on YouTube.
It is a subject of debate. Larry Magid joins us now to weigh in. Technology analyst for CBS News, also co-director of ConnectSafely.org and the founder of SafeKids.com. So, Larry, obviously the safety of kids on the internet is a primary concern of yours. Is Facebook simply too dangerous, do you think, for kids under 13?
No, I don't think it is. I should also say I'm on Facebook Safety Advisory Board, so we are in a position to advise Facebook. They help support our organization. And I think that the reality, as you pointed out at the top of the show, is that millions of children are already on Facebook. Millions of children under 13 are already on Facebook. And a study that was conducted by some very credible researchers from Microsoft Research in Berkeley and other universities found that 68% of the time with kids under 13, the parents actually helped them get on. They helped them set up an account. And in those cases of children 10 years old, and I admit 10 years old is an awfully young age to be on Facebook, 95% of the parents had helped the kids set up the account. So what we're dealing with here is parental control. We're dealing with parents who want their kids on the service and, unfortunately, and this bothers me a lot, are helping children lie. So that we're condoning a generation of fibbers, of liars, in order to get onto a service that's become sort of part of the fabric. It's almost like saying you're not allowed to use a telephone until you're a certain age. Now, of course, children under 13, or for that matter, children in their teens, need parental involvement or in some cases close supervision when using a service like this. But that's exactly what should happen and what my understanding would happen if Facebook were to create a under 13 admissions policy. They haven't announced anything. There's nothing official. But certainly the advice that we're giving Facebook is that it has to be parental supervision. There has to be monitoring tools. Kids need to have an ability to go to their parents to get approval for new friends. It should be advertising free, I would hope. And there should be no data collected other than what's absolutely necessary to provide the service.
All right, so let's take a listen. This actually sounds very close to a comment we got from Vera, who's a listener in Massachusetts and the mother of two boys. Take a listen.
My younger one was probably just around that age of young teenage when he started using it. We said that he's not allowed to friend anybody who he doesn't know personally, and that we would be looking over his shoulder into his account. So we have computers and a study which was accessible to them, so we could always walk by and actually look and see what they were doing. And I would log into his account.
Okay, so Larry Magid, is the idea, I understand that there's no plan in place, but is the idea to actually allow parents to do this without doing what Vera's talking about, physically walking into the study and logging into her kid's account?
Well, there's a lot of different possibilities, but certainly the idea of a parental control panel or a dashboard is on the table where a parent could go in there and get some sense as to what the kid's doing. Now, even among children under 13, you have to consider the child's privacy. And I'm not saying that because parents have no privacy rights at all. Our parents have no rights to know what their kids are doing. I've always maintained with my children that when they were young, I had the right to enter the room, the right to look if I suspected there was anything wrong. But that also doesn't mean that it's wise to be constantly standing over a child's shoulder. So it's a family-by-family situation. But I think that the parents need the tools. And by the way, I agree with almost everything that last caller said. But one caution I would say that in today's mobile world, simply having the computer in a family room, that's a great idea. But if your kid has a mobile phone, and I'm not suggesting not every under 13 would, but a lot do, then you do need to be aware that kids can access it on their mobile phone as well, which is why having a virtual console or dashboard in some ways makes a lot of sense.
Have we really come? We're speaking with Larry Maggott, who's technology analyst for CBS News and also works with ConnectSafely.org and SafeKids.com. Have we really come to the point at which Facebook, a social network inside like Facebook, is kind of de rigueur, that it's required an educational tool for our kids, that they can't be unplugged?
Well, you can unplug, of course. Required is a very strong word, but it is part of the social fabric. And I think you're absolutely right. It's part of the educational fabric. It's where kids discuss homework and discuss games, school games. It's where they discuss what's going on in their lives. So every aspect of a child's life is reflected on the social media. And Facebook right now is the most popular social media. So required, no, but essential really to the full development of a child at this point, you could make that case.
And yet, Larry, we've had so many incidents that have been very troubling for parents. Mm-hmm. Incidents in which kids have shared stuff that ended up getting them in trouble in schools. Incidents in which kids said things that were interpreted as bullying. I'm sure you are aware of the time when the dad put a bullet mm-hmm. through his kid's computer because she'd been so disrespectful on Facebook. Having a Facebook page in which one's musings, maybe childhood musings, become public knowledge and part of the internet public record, that can be a dangerous thing.
Well, and it's one of the reasons at Connect Safely why we wrote the booklet, A Parent's Guide to Facebook, which is free and available at fbparents.org. That's FB as in Facebook, parents.org, to give parents advice on how to be a parent in the 21st century, because these are issues. Of course, bullying has been around forever. And evidence shows that bullying is actually, believe it or not, less prevalent online than it is in school. That's where the majority of bullying happens, actually, in the physical world in school. But still, it is happening on Facebook, and it's amplified, and it's an issue. And parents need tools to help deal with that. And certainly the issues of reputation management, making sure kids are aware of what they can and cannot say, is important. How to use the parental control, or how to use the privacy settings, that's all part of media literacy today. That's part of the three R's, that kids need to learn digital or media literacy. And a lot of schools are adapting that, and it's important. And you don't want to shelter your child from that. You want to make sure your child knows how to use it. It's sort of like teaching a kid to swim. You can talk about it theoretically, but at some point they have to jump in the pool.
All right. So is that your advice to parents, to let their kids jump in the pool?
Well,
with controls?
With controls, with parents involved. And again, it's a parent-by-parent basis. I think my advice is that parents ought to have the right to allow younger children to get online or get on Facebook. But it's up to the parents, which is why I know under the federal law with the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, for this to happen, there will have to be parental permission. And parents need to take that role seriously, thoughtfully. And if the child abuses it, revoke it. But I think that they ought to have the right to make that decision. And it shouldn't be the government saying, no, 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 if you're under 13, in order to get on Facebook, you have to lie. I don't think that's a good message, and I don't think it's good policy.
All right. So, you obviously are speaking with the Facebook people and perhaps Mark Zuckerberg as well, since they help support mm-hmm. your organization. How likely is it that within a year's time we're going to see Facebook for preteens?
It's hard to know. I think depending on how this discussion pursues, whether it's encouragement or backlash, and I'm hearing a lot of encouragement, but I'm hearing some backlash as well, I think that they're going to keep their eye on it. They weren't planning to go public with this, but the journal brought it out, and now we're having a discussion about it, and I actually think that's pretty good.
Larry Maggott is technology analyst for CBS News. He's also the co-director of ConnectSafely.org and the founder of SafeKids.com. We should point out that Connect Safely is a nonprofit internet safety organization that does receive financial support from Facebook. Do you have kids, Larry?
I do, but they're a bit older. They teach me about a lot of interesting things. I teach them about Facebook. They teach me about music and other things.
Larry, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
I have three kids all under the age of 10, and we're not going to have Facebook. I tried it, found it a complete waste of time, and they just have way too much fun outside to be worried about what's going on some Facebook account.
That's one listener's story on a possible rule change that would allow preteens onto Facebook officially. Many are there already. Some parents see it as a force for good, though. Here's a listener from Deer Park, New York, who sent us this story. My children got a Facebook page when they were born. When they get old enough, they will relish it like a diary of their life since birth. Huh. Facebook has scrapbook. You can join the debate. Call us at 877-8MYTAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.